Welcome to the It Starts With You podcast. This is all about teaching, motivating, and inspiring you to go after the thing you want, to intentionally pursue the career and the life that you desire, and knowing that at the core of it all, it starts with you. You getting out of your own way, making the choice to do it, and relentlessly and authentically pursuing it. I'm your host, Julie Menden, an entrepreneur, high-performance coach, speaker, and the person in your corner helping you to realize that you are capable of whatever it is you choose. With solo and guest episodes, we are going to dive into action so that you can show up with confidence as the leader in your life to achieve your goals and to make this life matter. It all starts with you. Let's dive in. All right, friends. Today we're going to talk about confidence. Yes. So confidence is one of the number one words I hear in my business. And I hear this across the board. So when I am on a call with maybe an organization and they're looking to maybe invest in coaching for one of their executives, one of their leaders, oftentimes word that I hear is that we are looking for them to be more confident. We're looking for them to have more presence in their role. Of course, communication is a key area that I work with people on, whether that's communicating more confidently and effectively in the boardroom as an executive or as a business owner and entrepreneur, and you're looking to communicate more effectively. So we're looking for them to be more confident. Or if I am, you know, having a conversation with a business owner or an entrepreneur who's trying to grow their business using speaking or to become a more confident speaker, this word confidence comes up a lot and it's really top of mind. I've been doing a lot of speaking and breakout sessions either for organizations or different conferences and events. And I recently had a couple, and one of the sessions I was doing, I did it actually for a college. We were doing some part of their sort of career development, and this idea of confidence came up again, and confidence in, you know, communicating, and this confidence in, you know, looking for a position, and this word, you know, we talk about this word so much, and I see it so often as the thing, the hindrance for people in really getting to where they want to go. So I wanted to dive into a little bit of what do we mean by confidence, and what I love to say is like, how do you cultivate confidence? Because it doesn't just come from, it's not like a pair of jeans. Like you just take this pair of jeans and you like put them on, or like a hat that we put on for the day. And it's like, all right, I'm going to put on my confidence hat. Like, yes, we could think of it that way. That's kind of a cool way to think of it. And also we cultivate it, meaning we craft it, we create it. We take all of these components and we sort of put them together to create confidence. And one of the things is that so often people hold themselves back from doing the thing because they don't feel ready yet. They don't feel confident enough yet. You know, how I see that show up in workplace and organizations, people maybe not going for that promotion or raising their hand for that opportunity or speaking up in a meeting, or another thing I hear is like offering to present in a meeting or whatever it might be. They don't feel confident or ready enough yet. I see the showing up for other people where they don't feel confident yet to, you know, my entrepreneur friends, my small business owner friends, they don't feel confident enough yet to, you know, reach out to speak at that conference or that event or maybe that networking meeting. They don't feel ready yet. It's like we're waiting for somebody to bestow upon us, it's time, you're ready. Here's the thing though, is that can only come from us. Nobody can come to you and say like, okay, you've now been in this role long enough that I think you could speak up in this meeting now, or, you know, I think that, you know, I'm going to tell you that you're ready. Because here's the thing is people can do that. And yes, there is something to be said about having experience and being in a role and having kind of built that credibility. And also the only way to get to that point is by to start doing it now, to start showing up as that person now. And it doesn't matter how many people tell us that we're good and they think we're ready. If we don't believe it, if we don't think we're ready, then that is just like, we're putting on this almost this facade, right? And we're not actually doing the thing. We're not actually showing up that way. And so, you know, when we think of confidence, when I talk about like cultivating confidence, it's this idea of we're stacking up these wins repeatedly until we feel more confident. Now, I think there's a difference between being courageous and being confident, because I believe that you build confidence in the doing, meaning the more that you put yourself in uncomfortable situations, the more that you put yourself out there, the more that you do things that are going to stretch and grow you, you build more confidence. And the thing is like every time you go to do something else new now, it's not that you're super confident maybe in that thing because you've never done it, but you have confidence in yourself that you will figure it out. So I think it kind of starts with the courage and leads into the confidence, because we don't always have confidence right away, which makes sense. If you're doing something you've never done before, it can be hard to be confident in that thing, but we can have confidence with us because we have proven to ourselves that we will figure it out. We have trusted ourselves. And so this idea of confidence, sometimes I think it's just like that courageous step. Like, okay, I've never done this thing before. However, I'm going to have the courage to try it, and I'm going to have the confidence in myself to know that I can figure it out. I'm going to have the confidence in myself to know that even if I don't do it perfectly this time, that first of all, what does perfect mean, right? Asterisk, what does perfect mean? However, like even if I don't do it exactly the right way right now, that's I'm going to learn from it. And then we build this muscle of confidence in ourselves that we can figure things out, that we can navigate tough situations, that we can trust ourselves. And then we build more confidence in the thing. So if we use speaking as an example, right? So you're trying to get better at communicating and speaking, and maybe public speaking in front of people, communicating and conveying your ideas. If it's been a fear of yours, if it's been something that you haven't done a lot of, or maybe you're trying and stepping into, you know, a position or an opportunity where you're doing more of it in an environment you haven't done it, well, of course, you're not going to feel super confident because you hadn't done it yet. But what does it look like when you do feel confident? Think of another thing that you do that you feel really confident in, and think back to when maybe you didn't, and what did you do? Most likely, you put the work in, you built the muscle, and the more that you do it, the more that you build your confidence, and all of a sudden, you feel more confident in front of a room. Well, now you're going to be in front of a bigger room, and you have the confidence in yourself that you can figure it out, and you build the confidence in that particular skill set the more you do it. That's how I think of confidence, and when I'm working with my clients, it's this idea of how do we build that muscle? And it has to start, like the name of the podcast, it has to start with you believing it, because we can't constantly be seeking other people's validation and telling us that it's time. Because here's the thing is hopefully you have people in your corner that are pushing you, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes people are like, you know, play small, stay over here, do this thing. And they might not be telling you that, or maybe you do have people that are telling you that, but if you don't believe it, it's only going to take you so far. And so, you know, this idea of confident, like I have my Confident Leader Academy, which is my coaching and training program that I run with leaders and executives. If this is, you know, if you're listening and this is something you're interested in, let's definitely connect. This is a 6-month coaching and training company or program. And the reason I started that was because that word confidence, I kept hearing it. It's like, how do we build our confidence in our leadership? If you've never been in a leadership role before and now you're put into this leadership role, a lot of the times there's a lot of self-doubt, there's a lot of imposter syndrome, there's a lot of second guessing. How can we start to build the muscle of that and build up these wins and grow your confidence in yourself so that you can grow your confidence in your role? And oftentimes, again, that looks like finding opportunities. And, you know, I have my clients point to their strengths and gifts, and what is the unique value that you bring to this role? Why are you put in this role? Sometimes we even have to remind ourselves, like, I was tapped on the shoulder for this. I was put into this for a reason. How can I anchor into that as I continue to build my confidence in this thing? Obviously, we talk about it too in my speaking program. So in my Speaker Academy, which is really targeted at helping people to grow and scale their businesses using speaking, it's you have a confidence in maybe your skill set or your story or the things you've done. And now how do we use that and leverage it to build your confidence in this new avenue that you're taking on, this new pillar of your business that you're adding on? So I want you to think about, when it comes to cultivating confidence, the first thing is I want you to just think of taking that first courageous step. Stop expecting yourself to feel 100% ready or to feel 100% confident in the thing. And instead, what if we thought about it as, what would a moment of courage look like? what would a moment of courage look like right now? And if I took that step, how would I feel? And if I kept taking steps like that, what could that become? That's how you can build into it. So the first thing is, what would a courageous step be for me? And yours is different than mine, depending where you're at. For somebody who's like terrified of speaking in front of people, your courageous step might be in a meeting, like raising your hand. Your courageous step might be turning on the camera and talking about your business, right? Versus somebody else's, they're further along. So their courageous step might be getting in front of a room of 10,000 people to present. Your step is not going to look like mine, but what does your courageous step look like? Then how can you repeat that? How can you continually take those courageous steps towards this thing and really start to see that spiral? And then the other thing is, how can you anchor into, I talk about this a lot, but how can you anchor into your strengths? Because that makes you feel more confident. And that reminds you, like, okay, maybe I haven't done this thing exactly, but I've done other things that have proven to me that I can figure this thing out. So what are those things for you? If you're in the season right now where you're stretching yourself in a new area, a new growth for you, you're trying to develop in this new area, what are those things you can point to where you've proven to yourself that you've figured out hard things before? The other thing I want you to do is really get clear on what does confidence mean to you in this situation. Because again, it's different in different situations, but the thing that you have in mind, what would it look like for you to show up confident there? Because oftentimes, especially when I'm coaching clients one-on-one and they're like, okay, I want to be more confident in, you know, this particular situation, I have to get really clear and ask them, okay, what does confidence mean to you? It means I'm, you know, speaking up. It means I'm sharing my ideas, right? So we have to get really clear on what does it mean to you? How does it feel? What are you doing? What would you be doing if you felt really confident? Okay, now that we're clear on that, because we can say confidence, but what does that even mean? Once we're clear on what does it look like when you're confident, now we can build the steps. Okay, so if that's our end goal, if our goal is like we are showing up and we're confident in ourselves and we communicate really clearly and we engage the audience that we're talking to, the people we're talking to, we ask really good questions. If that's the end goal and we're feeling excited and energized, now we can look at what are the steps it would take to get there. And if that feels so far off for you, it's like, okay, so what's one small step that you could take? And now what's another step? And that's how we build the muscle. And so often people ask me, you know, Julie, how have you like grown your business? Or how do you feel, you know, what did you do in the beginning when you started speaking or doing these things? Like, how do you have this confidence? And I always say it's built in the doing. I did not have confidence in myself as an entrepreneur when I started because I had no idea what the hell I was doing, right? Just like with a lot of people, I didn't know what I was doing. However, I always talk about I had that self-trust that I could figure it out. I had a very strong why on why I was doing it. And I anchored into that on the days I wanted to throw in the towel. I had a very strong why. I had a lot of trust in myself that I could figure it out. And I started to build up these little moments. And I had confidence in certain things. You know, I was really confident in my coaching because of all of my experience and my training, my certifications. I was really confident in speaking based in my history and speaking to groups. I wasn't as confident in being an entrepreneur, but I knew that I could figure that out. And I've built up more and more confidence. So now I have a lot more confidence in certain things. But as I continue to grow and stretch, it's like, oh my goodness, I've never done that. I'm not as confident in that new vision for myself. However, I have shown myself that I can figure it out. So it's figuring out what does that mean for you? What does that look like for you? And then you can start to rack up and get clear on the specific steps. Like, what could I do? What's one thing I could do today that would, you know, help me? What could I do tomorrow? And you start to build that confidence. And so when somebody says to me, like, I'm trying to get more confident speaking in front of people or, you know, using my voice and speaking up more in whatever situation you're in, my thing is like, what are you doing right now to build your confidence in that? How are you actually putting it into practice? And people say too, you know, well, I don't like to practice too much because I don't want to be too rehearsed, or I hear you and I understand that. And also the only way to build your confidence in it is to do more of it, is to put yourself in situations where you have to. So when I'm working with executives who are trying to, you know, build this skill, strengthen this skill, we find and intentionally seek out times that they need to speak up, that they need to use their voice more, right? And it's the same thing. If you want to feel more confident in that skill set, where are you putting yourself and how are you putting yourself in situations that is going to sort of force you, like push you out of the nest and force you to do that in a somewhat low risk environment, right? Don't put yourself in a situation in front of a whole bunch of people if you don't feel prepared. But what's like the first step? Maybe again, it's turning on the camera. Maybe it's offering to speak in that meeting. Maybe it's offering to present that information. Maybe it's offering to present your business in front of a networking group, whatever that looks like. What's that first step? Okay, then what's the next step? And that's how you start to build that. And when somebody says they want to build their confidence, but they don't want to put the practice in, sometimes I'm like, then maybe you don't really want it. It's like, no, I do want it. Okay. All of the people you look to, the mentors, advisors that you look to, the people who are where you want to be, they put the reps in, they put the practice in, because the confidence is built in the doing. My challenge for you is, what is that thing that you're trying to grow your confidence in? Get clear and define what it looks like to be confident in that thing, to show up confident in that situation. What's one first courageous step that you could take to help you get there? And then what are the things that would keep pushing you towards that? And how do you know when you're successful? How do you know when you've reached confidence in that? And then celebrate and recognize it for yourself. And then look at what is the next milestone. That's how you really start to cultivate that confidence. I would love to hear your opinion. So many people have different definitions on courage versus confidence versus you start fake it till you make it or fake it till you are it, you know, all these different phrases you hear. What is your definition of confidence? I'd love if you share it with me. How do you define confidence, and what is it, you know, look like for you? What's the difference for you between courage and confidence? I'd love to have a conversation with you. But at the end of the day, remembering that not to expect yourself to feel confident in everything right away, but you can, if you can take that step of courage, it's one step closer to building that confidence muscle. Remember, it starts with you, and I can't wait to hear and hear from you and see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you left a review, shared it with someone else that could use this message, or post it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you and get to know you as part of my community. I am so grateful for you. Remember, you've got this. See you next time.